Decades ago, paper companies dumped carcinogens known as PCBs into the Fox River. Thousands of pounds of those chemicals are now sunk into the mud in the riverbed and are slowly flowing into Lake Michigan. The federal government ordered them cleaned up and helped come up with the plan. The question now is who will pay for it. Nina Republican Dean Coffert sides with the paper mills in his district, who say their insurance company should live up to contracts signed a long time ago. He says the state's paper industry already faces a tough enough challenge in today's economy.
There's a lot of reasons for that, but we don't have to help it along. And a $900 million liability spells doom for the Fox Valley in the state of Wisconsin with regards to paper.
But Republican Terry McCormick, whose Appleton district sits right next to Coffert's, calls his proposal an assault on the insurance industry. She says the legislature has no business dabbling in this dispute, which should be dealt with in court.
It is obnoxious to the legal system to say that we can open up and rewrite a contract of over 50 years.
McCormick says she thinks the measure passed by the assembly could be ruled unconstitutional, which would only delay cleanup of the Fox even longer. The plan passed by 5 votes and now heads to the state Senate. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.